Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Today I'm going to be talking about repentance. In Acts 3, verse 19, it says, "Repent, that your sins may be wiped out." 2 Peter 3, 9 says, "God desires all to come to repentance." And in Matthew 4, verse 17, Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." We're going to be talking about repentance today. Listen to the words of the 17th century woman of faith, Madame Guyon. She said, "Oh, when shall we learn that it is littleness, not greatness, that God requires of his child? And littleness begins with humility, and humility before God begins with repentance, when God calls you near and repents your soul." That's what we're going to be talking about today. So fasten your seat belts. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is building confidence in God. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm stopping by to talk to you about something that you don't hear much about nowadays, and that is being sorry. You know, people say, "Oh, I'm sorry," but it's not the same as like when you were a little kid. When you were a little kid, there were times when you really were sorry. You said something mean to your mommy, and afterwards you felt bad. You told a lie, and you saw that they believed it, and something about that wasn't right, and it made you feel sad and bad. And another example would be you were playing with your brother, and you guys were wrestling or something, and you got carried away. And maybe you pushed your brother down and he got hurt or something. And in your heart, you knew that it was something that you shouldn't have done. And you did it maybe even with a little bit of anger. And you didn't feel right about it. It made you feel sad. And maybe you stole something. You went into your mom's and dad's bedroom, and you saw some money there and you stole it. Or you were over at one of your friend's house and they had a toy and you really liked it. And when they rushed off to the other room, you put it in your pocket and stole it. And afterwards, you felt bad. There was a little excitement when you stole it. There was a little excitement. And the excitement, you know, maybe your heart beat really fast. And why did your heart beat? Because you knew it was wrong. It was danger. See? Danger because you were doing something that was wrong, that was dangerous for, you didn't know it at the time, but dangerous for your soul, for your person. But there was excitement. And the excitement and the idea of having that, the excitement and the idea of having that toy that you wanted, well, it washed away and made you forget about conscience, made you forget what you knew in your heart temporarily. But then later, what you knew in your heart came back and you felt bad. Or maybe you had a friend and somehow she made you angry. You wanted to get back at her somehow. And you said something mean about her or told a lie about her behind her back or something. And at the time that you told the lie about her, it was a little bit exciting, and you got a little pleasure out of getting even, a little pleasure out of being mean, but then later you felt bad about it. All right, so we'll just leave it at that. You were sorry in your heart. You were sorry, and you didn't know how to make it right, and yeah, maybe you could have gone to the person and said, "I'm sorry." but I don't want to get into that part. I don't want to get into the making it right part, because a lot of times it didn't work out, or sometimes people forced you to say you were sorry. You know, you did something, and you didn't feel bad about it, because maybe it wasn't even really wrong. So, and then they forced you to say you're sorry, and you didn't really mean it, and it made you angry to have to say it. But I don't want to, I want to avoid all of that, because, see, what has happened, what happens there is that it's your involvement with other people, and they, the other people can mess things up and complicate things, and other people have their own agenda, and sometimes they don't get things right, and so on and so forth. So I don't even want to talk about that part of it. I just want to keep it to the very moment, the personal, private, inner moment when you felt sad or bad about what you had done. In other words, in your heart, you knew that you had done something not right. And that is one of the most important moments in your life.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Check out Roland's free resources at sheddingshackles.com. Are you looking for something to help with stress? Is stress interfering with your prayer life? Are you interested in making a fresh start? You've come to the right place. Why not try Roland's free meditation? Roland says that with a sincere attitude, the little meditation may be all you need to get started. What have you got to lose? You've tried everything else. Now try the real deal. The meditation is totally free at sheddingshackles.com. Get started today.
That little tiny moment when you actually see that you did something wrong and you're sorry inside, and like I said, never mind when you went to other people or they found out about it and what happened then, never mind all of that. That's all the complicated trauma and drama that and intrigue and miscommunication and so on that gets in there. And I can talk about how to do that right and talk about how to deal with when you said you were sorry in the past and then people used it against you. And so on. I can talk about all that. And I do in my books, actually. But right now, I just want to focus on that moment when you were a little kid, you felt sorry in your heart. So that is very important. Now, when you got older, for a variety of reasons, you didn't feel that as much anymore as when you were a little kid. Because when you were a little kid, you were actually closer to God at that time. So let me leap forward and then just say something important to give you a little bit of a framework. That moment when you are sorry in your heart, when you did something that was wrong before conscience, at that moment you're actually experiencing what God wants you to know. He wants you to know that you did something wrong. That's why he gave you a conscience. That's why he gave you intuition. That's why he gave you a heart. Remember the Wizard of Oz? And who was it that didn't have a heart? Was it the Tin Man? I think it was the Tin Man. He didn't have a heart. He wanted a heart. Well, you got to have a heart. Wasn't there a song? You got to have heart, something like that. You got to have a heart. That's an old expression too, like, hey, you know, lighten up, you know, have some sympathy or have some empathy. You know, don't be so cold and calculating. Have a heart. Well, when you were a little kid, you had a heart. But yeah, people were mean and they made you angry. And as time went by, you felt that less and less and less. And then as when you became an adult, oh my goodness, when you became an adult, then you found yourself doing some really mean things, bad things. You said cruel things to your partner, or you betrayed someone, and things like that. You cheated, you lied, you pretended, you were dishonest. You said things behind people's back. You talked about things you didn't really know. You fooled people. Yeah, you fooled innocent people and naive people. You were able to fool them and use them and trick them. And you knew how to make them emotional. And you knew little tricks to get them involved, see? And you found out ways to divert people so they wouldn't really see the truth about you. All of these mean and dirty tricks that you learned to use on other people, and you hated. That's another thing. You hated your boyfriend for some reason, or your ex-boyfriend, your husband. You hated people. You hated your parent. You hated somebody at the office. And the more you hated, and the more you did bad things, before long, you were able to do those things and not even realize that they were wrong anymore. It got to the point that you could go out in the world and be a complete phony and lie and deceive and secretly resent people and judge them and say things behind their backs and say cruel things to them. And you didn't even know that you were doing something wrong anymore. It's like you totally lost touch with your conscience.
We know that we are supposed to be patient and forgiving, but it's hard when we are upset or angry. You want to stop being upset, and you want better relationships with your family. You want to make a fresh start, but you don't know how. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of getting started. In fact, Roland says that if you are sincere, he can show you how to get control of your emotions in just a few minutes. Would you like to find out more? Just visit sheddingshackles.com.
All right, so there we go. You lost touch with your conscience. Do you know anybody who has lost touch with reality? You have. You know people like that. They're totally disconnected from reality. And they're really doing some dumb things, and they don't know that they're doing dumb things. You try to wake them up, and they don't want to. Well, when you don't sense your conscience anymore, then that is really being disconnected from a reality, the reality of God, see, and what He would like you to do and to know. All right, and so. People sometimes say, well, I would like to know what God's will is for my life. Well, would you like to know what His will is for your life and then actually do what His will is? And you know somehow deep down in your heart, you know that if you were doing His will and you had His favor and His approval, you know you would have peace of mind. You wouldn't be tormented. And you know that life would be fulfilling and so on. You know all of that. But you don't know how to find God's will. Well, let me give you a hint. God's will is, look, how can I say this? If you're living in God's will and living life as He would have you to do, you feel just fine and everything is good and you don't have any conflict. All right, but when you don't do things like He would like, then you have conflict. And it's also a source of anxiety. But it's an anxiety that's actually akin to it's actually your awareness of conscience. See, a dim awareness of conscience. So when you were a little kid and you said something mean, and then afterwards you felt bad. That feeling bad moment was very private and very personal. And that was how God communicates with the human soul, wordlessly, quietly, inwardly, silently.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
It's actually your awareness of conscience. See, a dim awareness of conscience. So when you were a little kid and you said something mean, and then afterwards you felt bad, that feeling bad moment was very private and very personal. And that was how God communicates with the human soul, wordlessly, quietly, inwardly, silently. Okay? All right. So when you're doing things properly, you don't have any conflict. But when you do something that's not right, then you feel a conflict with conscience. All right? And that's a very positive and good thing, because you know that God is there. You know that He cares. He cares what you do, and you also know what He cares about. How many times over the years have I said that what God cares about is not if you spill a little milk, or not if you don't get an A on the test, or not if you don't get the best job, or not if you don't get a raise? He doesn't care about that stuff, okay? But what He does care about is if you hate somebody or resent them or you lie to them or you're phony with them or you cheat them or you steal from them, He cares about that stuff. So A, you know that He cares about people. You know that He cares about how you treat other people. And you know that He cares about you. Because if He didn't care about you, He wouldn't make you aware when you had made a mistake. All right, so how about a math teacher? The math teacher, if the math teacher cares about you and then sees that you made a little mistake somehow in how you're doing your math, and he shows you, because he cares. All right, if he didn't care about you, he wouldn't show you the mistake or try to help you to fix it. He wouldn't show you how to fix it. He would just pretend he didn't see it and say, oh, great, and give you an A, even though you had totally messed up the exam and he gave you an A anyway. If he didn't care. You see what I mean?
Now you can text Roland at 415-390-6855. Once again, that's 415-390-6855.
What should be your response if you become aware that you did something that wasn't right? You secretly judged someone and said something mean behind their back or something. If your conscience makes you aware of that, then what should be your response to conscience? What would it be? It would be that you feel sorry. Sorry. That's all. Just sorry. Or maybe if you're not sorry, then you feel a little bit of pain over it or discomfort. That's all. That's all you have to do is, here's a better way of saying it. Just quietly acknowledge. Acknowledge in your heart.
I love the story about the guy who said, God, I found the problem, and it's me. God replied, I've got the answer, and it's me. The Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. In the Sermon on the Mount, Christ told us to take no thought about tomorrow, to what we eat or drink, or what we wear. It says in the Bible, be anxious over nothing, but with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Peter says, cast your cares upon God, for He cares for you. So obviously, God is the answer, And the problem with us humans is we look to thought for answers. We get lost in thought, involved in thought, and we worry and overthink. We need to refine our intuition, be more spontaneous, by faith, trusting in God, casting our cares on Him instead of looking to thought. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
Here's a better way of saying it. Just quietly acknowledge. Acknowledge in your heart. Doesn't have to be verbal. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to promise to do anything. You don't have to use any wordy prayers or anything. Just quietly acknowledge what your conscience is making you aware of. And then if there's any, a little bit of regret that accompanies it, that's a good word, regret or sorrow, then just experience that. And then you'll discover that the genuine thing, the genuine communication heart to heart with your conscience afterwards, let's say you do something really mean to somebody and afterwards you realize it. It could be a day later. And when you were a little kid, you realized it a few minutes later. But now it could be years later. All of a sudden, you just see it, and it makes you feel bad, and you regret, and you may have sob a little bit. All right, you sob, and you know that you can't change it. You can't make it be right anymore. You just are sorry about what you see about yourself. But then when that's over, then you'll wipe away the tears, and you'll go on. You'll hold your head up high and go on with your life, and you will sense that God has forgiven you. All He wanted you to do was just to be sorry, that's all. To admit what you did and be sorry in your heart. And then, see, He forgives you, and He forgets about it. And there's something wonderful that happens to you as a result of that. You are chastened. You are chastened and humbled, and it's so sweet. And then you move forth, and the sun shines more brightly, the birds sing more sweetly, and life is beautiful again. Okay? All because of your genuine encounter with God. You can't make it happen. He makes it happen. I want to leave you with one other little thing that you need to know, and that is your conscience is also your intuition. So, yeah, the first things you'll see are your own errors, you know, where you hated somebody or you resented your mom or, you know, you were ashamed of your dad and resented him because he wasn't cool and, you know, that kind of stuff. So you'll see those things first, but then later you will see beautiful shining truths. All of a sudden you'll realize something. You'll hear somebody say a Bible verse and suddenly you'll see it. You'll really understand it. It's that same wordless way of communicating with you. God communicates heart to heart. Wordlessly, silently, inwardly, with the soul. Okay? Hi, everyone. I always talk about the little Christian meditation that I have and why it can be so helpful. But I don't talk about my books enough. I think I should talk about my books more. And today I want to talk about my latest book, which is called Sleepwalking Christians. That's right, Sleepwalking Christians. It has some information in it that can be very, very helpful in your spiritual recovery. And I want to read a little bit from it. I'm going to start reading from chapter one. Chapter one is entitled, How This Book Got Its Name. One morning I was thinking about making a new radio program. The phrase sleepwalking saints came to me. My plan was to use it in the program I was going to record that day. but when I actually turned the microphone on and made the program, I accidentally said sleepwalking Christians instead of sleepwalking saints. So I was going to edit the program and change the word Christians to saints, but first I asked my son about it, and he recommended keeping sleepwalking Christians. He thought the term saints was a bit dated. So based on his recommendation, I went ahead and left sleepwalking Christians in the program. But the more I thought about it, the more I liked it. In fact, I liked the phrase sleepwalking Christians so much that it was a no-brainer title for my new book. So that's the origin of the title of this book. Like I said, the more I thought about it, the more I liked it, because I think the phrase sleepwalking Christians pinpoints a phenomenon that I see all around me. Nowhere is it more apparent than when it comes to the audience for my radio program. I've been on the air now for over 35 years. With every year that passes, the show gets better and better. I speak more succinctly than I used to, the production values are higher, the music is better, and overall, it's just a better program. Not only that, but I've never been on more stations reaching a bigger audience than I am now. Despite all of the above, the response has never been lower. Emails from listeners are few and far between. Rarely do I get a call anymore. Letters are non-existent. I used to get more response when I was on a secular station. What's going on? Why is the response so low? Here's what I think. It's the phenomenon of sleepwalking Christians. In fact, not just Christians are sleepwalking. Everyone is. Americans today, and that includes Christians, tend to be hypnotized most of the time and also appear to be in a deeper, more permanent trance state than generations past. All right, so that's chapter one of Sleepwalking Christians. So why don't you get it? It's a great book. It's a good read. And there will be some information in there that's sure to help you if you like this program. Sleepwalking Christians, available at Amazon.com. It's both Kindle and paperback. And I think it's also in Audible. Just go to Amazon.com and in the search bar type in Roland Trujillo, and then you'll get all my books. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.